And he come from the country, from down in there where you're going to school in that area. I think he come from, was it Tennessee or Virginia? But anyway,
Virginia.
A couple of old bachelors, and they had a pretty good sized outfit over there, and they joined us for, I guess we had about 7 miles of fence in common. They're just the neatest old guys you ever saw. And I guess I can remember them just as far back as I can even remember my own folks, you know. Mm-hmm. And they had quite a dealio going on when these people settled this country. When they'd brand their cattle, it was most common, at least, to put this brand on the left ribs of the cattle. And when my dad came out there and he bought a brand, and it was for the right ribs. And old Blaine Jesse was this guy's name. Neat old guy. He was a pretty sharp old dude too, and he could always outmaneuver me, picking on me and stuff, you know. And he says, my brand's on the left side. He said, what side's yours on? And ours on the right side. Well, he says, you know, that's the Honyocker's side. He said, anybody brands your cattle on the right rib is a Honyocker.
I have no idea what that is.
Did you ever hear of a Honyocker?
No.
Well, you know, since then, I have even seen that term in print.
Honyocker.
Honyocker.
H-O-N-Y-O-C-K-E-R.
Right on.
Probably has a colorful past, doesn't it?
Whenever you do something kind of dumb, well, I think you're a Honyocker. Come on in, you gals. You just don't get in and miss it.
Now, we've talked about different types of animal pens. What would you call it where you would keep the chickens?
We called it the hen house, is what we called it.
Okay. Now, they ever use the term coop?
Well, if you had an old hen with a bunch of little chickens, you'd put her in a coop, you bet.
I see. Okay. And what would you pour the slop into?
Into the trough.
Okay. And if you had two of those, they would be two. One is a trough, two are... I need the plural on that.
I don't know if I can give that to you or not.
So that's fine.
We never had two, I guess.
What? You to use your imagination.
So what do you suppose the plural of trough would be? Just an S on it?
I don't know.
No, I couldn't. I'd have to pass on that.
You won't do that one for me, huh?
Yeah.
I never knew, and I came up with one. They gave me this one. I've been through this before, and I just made one up. I just winged it. You want to give it a try, please?
Well, I'd say trough.
Okay, that's fine. And who would know better? Okay. For example, if you buy a huge quantity of beer or whiskey, that would come in what kind of container?
I expect a keg.
Okay. And what about, I don't know, have you ever heard of this term barrel?
Yeah.
Can I get you to say that one?
Yeah. A keg, a barrel would be a large keg.
Okay, so that would be larger.
It'd be larger, yes.
Okay, that's great. This is one of my favorite parts. We're talking about types of cattle. What is the male variety of cattle?
Bull.
Okay, were there any terms, any gentle terms they would use when women were present to describe a bull?
I don't believe so. I don't.
I talked to someone else, and he said they would use the term gentleman cow.
Is that right? Is that right?
Because women weren't supposed to hear that.
Bull was vulgar, huh?
Yeah. Okay, and if the male is a bull, the female is a...
cow or a heifer.
And the young?
Calf.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the calf.
And what would...